家具，容他引领我一路。
I'll sing this song because all the way my Savior leads me。
很多人在是不是我们用一生当中来一起唱的一首诗歌
？One song is the song that we would like to sing in our life。
啊，这首诗歌我相信都是弟兄姐妹非常熟悉的。
And we all know the song。
这首诗歌也是我们年长位弟兄他特别最喜欢的诗歌之一。
This is the favorite song, one of the favorite songs of our elderly brother, Brother Wayne。
我记得有一次和年长弟兄啊一同啊在交通的时候，在谈话的当中。
I remember one time of fellowship with your brother。
弟兄就用这首诗歌诉说了主如何一生信实的带领他。
And my brother is sharing that how the Lord leads his life faithfully。
所以我就发现我们两弟兄啊，把这首歌一首这首诗歌的歌词全部都背起来了。
I discovered that our brother he memorized all the lyrics。
他就一句一句、一段一段的来诉说主他一生中的带领。
And he is telling Lord's guidance sentence by sentence, words by words。
而我最后一次和林长弟兄一同唱这首诗歌的时候，是在他去年开完刀住在复健医院的病房里头。
And the last time when I sing this song with our brother is when after his surgery he was at the rehab。
那是在一个深夜里头，那个晚上我在医院里陪他。
I was accompanying him during the evening。
似乎也没有特别的话能够来安慰他。
I don't have some words to comfort him。
我就想起这首诗歌。
And then the song。
虽然那天晚上我们没有诗歌本。
Even though that we don't have a hymn book。
但我知道林堂会背。
I know our brother he memorized the lyrics。
感谢主，我记性也还可以，我也会背。
And then praise the Lord, I memorized it too。
所以两个人就在那里同声唱这样一首诗歌。
So we sang this song together that night。
当我们唱完的时候，先生感觉到主的同在就充满在那病房那里头。
After we sang and we feel that God's presence is was in the room。
正如我们信实的主所应许的，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Like our faithful Lord, and then He promised us, I will never forsake you or leave you。
我们知道农堂弟兄在四月三号的时候，蒙他所爱的主啊接他回天家。
We know our dear brother went to be with the Lord on April the 3rd。
就像诗歌所讲的，他能够到父所应许的的家中享受那个平安。
It's like what the song says, and he will enjoy the peace in his house。
对于我们来说呢，对他个人来讲呢，是好得无比的。
For our elderly brother, that was wonderful。
那对我们这些还存留在地上的人，我们实在心中有许多的不舍。
For us who still live on the earth, and then we are reluctant to let him go。
但是因为能够知道说，我们弟兄他洗了世上的劳苦。
And then because we know that he rested all his works。
他也再也没有睡眠不好的问题。
I mean, he will not have a problem of insomnia.
他能够到他所最爱的主那里去。
And he went with his dearest Lord.
他能够在主的同在里头享受那主人的快乐。
And he entered the joy of his Lord.
为此，我们就满心的感谢赞美我们的主。
For this, we fully thank our Father, our Lord.
就早晨，愿意和弟兄姐妹借着一些的见证来交通这个题目。就是那招我们的是信实的。
This morning, I would like to do all those testimonies. I would like to fellowship that is the cause us is faithful.
请我们一同打开读几处的经文。
Let's read some scripture.
第一处早晨波比弟兄里面好几个人都已经提到了。
The first one is that to do the this morning, and then a couple of brothers and sisters mentioned already.
在希伯来书第十二章。
It's in Hebrews chapter 2.
我们要读希伯来书第十二章第一、第二两节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难， 便坐在神宝座的右边。
Therefore I also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us light every weight and the sin which so easily snares us, and let us run endurance the race that is set before, looking upon the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has set them at the right hand of the throne of Father, of God.
好，第二处请翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，我们读二十三、二十四两节。
Verse 23 and 24.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful. He will do this.
请特别注意一点，那召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Please pay attention to verse 24. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do this.
下一次我们要 读加拉太书第二章。
And in Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
Verse 20.
这也是我们熟悉的经文。
We all know this one.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ in me. And the life which is now live in the flesh, I live by faith, Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这里请注意，在下半节这里讲到说，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。这里也可以翻译成是因神儿子的信而活。
And please pay attention for the second half of verse 20. It says, the life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
最后一处我们要读马太福音第二十五章。
And lastly is Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音第二十五章第二十一节。
Verse 21.
马太福音第二十五章第二十一节。
Matthew chapter 25 verse 21.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said to him, well done, faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢你，你把你宝贵的圣言交给我们。
Lord, we thank you. You entrust us your precious words.
我们知道今天人活着不是单靠食物。
We know that man lives not only by food.
乃是靠你口中所出的一切话。
But by every word from your mouth.
主，因此早晨我们仰望你口中所出的话。
So this morning we look upon all the words that's from your mouth.
主啊，求你圣灵将这些话使它成为活的。
And may the Holy Spirit make all these words to be living.
使它成为你生命的气息。
And then become the breath of your life.
因为你应许我们说，你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because you promised us your words is life, is spirit.
主，我们求你就借着你的话语再来供应我们。
And may you provide us.
使我们能够从你话语也能够明白你意。
So that from your words we will know your desire.
使你的话语能够在我们听见的人身上成就你所喜悦的事。
May your words will accomplish to the one who would listen.
主儿女仰望你的恩典。
Your children look upon your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
小陈哥负担一定愿意和弟兄姊妹来分享，借着一些见证来分享，那招我们的是信实的。
I have burden this morning. I'd like to share that he who calls us is faithful.
感谢主，这个希伯来书第十二章的话告诉我们，我们既有这许多见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
We thank the Lord through chapter 12, the book of Hebrews tells us, since we have surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses.
所以好叫我们能够因着这个激励呢，我们也能够存心忍耐，跟那摆在我们前面的路程。
Because of this encouragement, so that we can face endurance with the race which is set before us.
我们年长弟兄，他一生实在靠着主的恩典，他能够在他一生当中打那美好的仗。
We know our elderly brother in his whole life, by God's grace, he fought a good fight.
他能够跑那当跑的路。
And he's able to run the race which is set before him.
他能够靠着神的恩典守住了他所信的道。
And by God's grace, he kept his way.
如今我们弟兄也加入那许多见证人的行列。
And now our brother, he is one of the witnesses.
借着他一生当中，他所神在他身上所显出来的见证
and through all the testimony and through him
他也能够来激励我们这些还存留的人
and it encourages who still live
我们一同来奔跑那摆在我们前面的路程
let us to run the race together
我们那个弟兄他跑完了
our brother he finished his race
而我们这些还存留的人我们前面还有一段路程要跑
but we still live on earth and we still have ways to run
能够因着你们弟兄的信
Because the firmness of our brother.
或者说我们许多的见证人他们的信。
All we can say because of the faithfulness that all those testimonies.
叫我们也能够一同来奔那摆在前面的路。
So that we can run the race before us together.
叫我们能够仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So we can look upon Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith.
因为耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远他都是一样的
Because Jesus Christ yesterday and today and forevermore he never changed
也因着他爱我们的爱是永远不改变的
Because the love he had to us never changed
就能够将我们信心的锚抛在他的身上
So we can put the anchor on our faith on him
那招我们的是信实的
The one who calls us is faithful
他必成就这事
He will do this
保罗使徒保罗在加拉太书二章二十节那里他也做了一个这样的见证
And then Apostle Paul he testified in Galatians chapter 2
他说如今在肉身活着是因神信而活
He says we now live in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God
这句话啊领导弟兄也和我交通过
And then our elderly brother shared this verse to me
他说我们和本圣经翻译说乃是因信神的儿子而活
And then because even the translation is I believe by the faith of the Son of God
中文这边翻译说我们是因信神的儿子而活就是我们的信心
Our faith
你看弟兄说我们的信心常常是高高低低
Our brother tells us our faith is, goes ups and downs.
是不是？我们今天活着的确也是这个情形。
And that's our situation.
有时候我们信心大一点。
Sometimes we have greater faith.
但有些时候呢，我们信心也就变得小一点。
And sometimes it decreased.
有时候我们非常高昂。
And sometimes we walk on the high end.
但是我们有时候又很低弱。
And sometimes we're on the low end.
所以我们看见，今天如果是靠着我们的信心。活在地上的时候呢，我们的见证是摇摆不定。
It is by the faith from our own, and our testimony, it will be not stable.
但是圣经里面的意思也让我们看见，它有一个意思也是让我们看见，乃是因神儿子的信而活。
But in the English original version is we live by faith in the Son of God.
我听人说，这个翻译呢就非常好。
And our brother like the original version.
因为神儿子的信呢。他是永远不改变。
Because the faith of the Son of God never changed.
因为他是那位信实的。
Because he's faithful.
今天我们如果能够因着神儿子的信而活的话，在地上我们就能够活出一个基督徒荣耀的见证。
If we live by the faith of the Son of God, then we will have the glorious testimonies.
大多数的基督徒我们可能都会说，那招我们的是信实的。
And then most of us will agree, and we will say the one, he who calls it for.
因为如果我问你们的话，你们是否也会这么
？If I ask you, do you agree?
我想我们都会说，那招我们的是信实的。
We all will say he who calls it is faithful.
但是我们在地上的生活，甚至我们在教会中的侍奉，我们是不是能够见证，能够彰显，那招我们的是信实的呢
？But can we testify that he who calls us is faithful through our lives and through our services?
也就是说，我们就在地上的生活，是不是借着我们的信，能够来彰显，能够招我们的是信实
？In other words, the Christian's life, can we testify that he who calls us is faithful?
我想我们都听过那穆勒弟兄的见证。
We all heard the testimony of Brother Mueller.
我想我印象最深的就是他办许许多的孤儿院。
And then the one who impressed most is when he set up many orphanage.
我记得当我第一次读到他的见证的时候
，I remember when the first time I read his testimony.
心里有一个很深刻的印象。
I was deep impressed.
就是一，就是我们弟兄他实在是有爱心。
I know for our brother has great love.
你看他这么爱这么多许许多的孤儿。
He loved so many orphans.
而且还彰显出天父的慈爱。
And then he showed the love of God.
因为天父他实在是看顾那孤儿寡母。
Because our heavenly Father, and he cares about the widows and orphans.
所以当有一天，我过了几年，有一天读到穆勒弟兄的见证的时候，他的自传。
But one day when I read his biography,
他里头有一句话特别摸着我。
There's one sentence from the book and touched me.
他说在地上之所以办了这么多孤儿院了，他不是要见证天父的慈爱。
He said the reason he established so many orphanages is not to testify the love of God.
当然，天父的慈爱是借着我们弟兄所做的事情彰显出来。
Of course, the love of God is manifested through His work.
但是我们弟兄他见证说，他乃是要见证神的信实。
And then what he would like to testify is the faithfulness of God.
所以弟兄做见证说，在他在这孤儿院的服事的当中
，And among this for the orphanage.
他在神面前的祷告，他记得的就超过一万次之多。
And the prayers that he had and he remembers over 10,000.
他说还有许多许多都是他不记得的。
And there is many and he can remember.
但是神都信实的供应他。
That God provided them faithfully.
所以看见我穆勒弟兄的一生，他乃是见证彰显那位招他的主是信实。
And through the life of our brother Moore, and he testified that the one who calls him is faithful.
但是有些时候我们或许会说，那我又不是传道人。
And sometimes maybe we say, I'm not a preacher.
那些传道人啊，他们必须要过现今生活。
And those preachers, they have to live a life of faith.
来彰显，来见证那招他们的主是信实。
To testify, to magnify that the Lord who calls them is faithful.
那其实每一个蒙恩的基督徒，我们都应当是凭着信心来过生活。
And actually, each of us who were by grace, we have to testify that is who calls us is faithful.
就像保罗所说的，如今活着。
Paul says, "Now I live."
每一个基督徒都应当这么说，我如今活着。
And we all have to say, "Now I live."
不管你是说因信神的儿子而活也好，或是因神儿子的信而活也好，我们活着乃是根据信心。
No matter you say I live in the by the faith in the Son of God or by faith of Son of God, but we need live of the faith.
我们之所以过信心生活，不是要彰显我们信心有多大。
We live by faith, not to magnify how great faithfulness that we have.
我们之所以凭信心过生活，乃是要见证那招我们的是信实的。
We live by faith is to testify the one who calls us is faithful.
因为我们是这个见证的器皿。
Because we are the vessel of the testimony.
感谢主，我们的弟兄，他借着他的一生，他就成为那见证神是信实的那个器皿。
And the praise the Lord, our elderly brother, through the life, he testified that he is a vessel to testify the Lord is faithful.
关于这个见证的器皿，到我们的神，他看重的人过于我们所做的事。
About the vessel of a testimony, praise the Lord, and he respects more of our whole being other than the things that we have done.
所以啊，弟兄们，不知道你们听明白
？And if you understand,
主看重我们这个人过于我们所做的事。
God expects more of our whole being than more than the things that we do.
但我们这个天然人的心思啊，很多时候我们看重所做的事情过于我们这个人。
But our natural man, we will be more respect things that we do than the being.
比方说，这个世界上这个新闻报道新闻的时候啊，如果一讲某某人呢捐了$1亿。
Like the media, when they report, they will say so and so, and then they donated and over trillions.
Billions. 哇，那我们每个人觉得哇，这件事情太伟大了。
And we say, wow, it's so great.
但是我们就可以，这个人到底他是怎么样的一个人
？But we really pay attention who this person is.
是不是这样
？Is that so?
但是我们的神他却看重人，过于看重这个人所做的事。
But our God, He paid more attention, He respect more for our inner being more than what we do.
在创世第四章那里就记载了神看重了亚伯和他的供物。
In Genesis chapter 4, and God respect Abel and his offerings.
圣经看见圣经非常准确的说，神不是看重亚伯的供物和亚伯。
And we see in the Bible recorded accurately and says God does not respect the offerings and Abel.
看见神看重亚伯这个人，然后呢，也看中了亚伯所献的供物。
God respect Abel himself, the person, then his offerings.
相反的，圣经说神只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
Contrary, God did not respect Cain and his offerings.
原因不是因为该隐的供物。
The reason is not the offerings that Cain gave.
因为我们知道很多弟兄姊妹读了这段事都替该隐打抱不平。
I know many of you will after you read this, you think it's unfair to Cain.
因为该隐呢，他是做农夫的。
Because Cain is a farmer.
他非常辛苦劳力的耕种。
And then he labored.
他把他所耕种最好的来献给耶和华。
He gave the best of his produce to God.
我们天然心是总觉得说这有什么不好呢
？Naturally, we will think, what's wrong with it?
为什么神他看不中呢
？Why God did not respect?
那亚伯献他所牧养的羊。
And Abel just offered the lamb he shepherded.
我想这个看羊的工作是比较容易的。
And I think, and to shepherd, to be a shepherd is easier than to farm.
大多数的时间应该没有太多事情做。
And most of the time, he probably has nothing to do.
很多时候我们天然心思就不能够明白。
That's why we don't understand.
但是如果我们知道神看重人过于他所做的事的话，那我们就明白了。
If we see God respect our more than the things that we do, and then we understand.
神看重该隐和他的供物乃是因为该隐有问题。
God did not respect his offering because Cain himself has problems.
那我们说该隐有什么问题呢
？And so what problem he has?
我们知道我们的神乃是鉴察人心的神。
We know our God examines our hearts.
所以后来我们知道该隐这个人的确有问题。
Later on we know Cain indeed has problems.
什么问题呢
？What is his problem?
他就动手把他的弟兄亚伯给杀了。
And he killed his brother.
所以让我们看见我们的神他看重我们这个人。过于他看重我们所做的事。
This is let us to see that God respects our being more than the things that we.
所以亚伯这个人，因为在神的面前是一个对的人。
And Abel was the right person before the Lord.
所以这个人蒙神悦纳了。
And he was respected by the Lord.
所以他所做的事，他所献的供物，也就蒙神悦纳。
So whatever he does and whatever he offers, it will be accepted by the Lord.
所以今天我们今天不能够用我们所做的事情来代替我们在神面前我们这个人的光景。
So then, sisters, we cannot to things that we have done is cannot be replaced what we are.
所以我们必须要看重我们在神面前我们是如何人。
We have to pay attention what we are before the Lord.
叫我们能够成为合乎主用那见证的器皿。
So that we can be the vessel of testimony that the Lord will use.
主耶稣在马太福音十一章说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭。”学我的样式。
And in Matthew, and the Lord says, you have to learn from me, and take the yoke upon me, and to be gentle and lowly in spirit.
所以我们看见神所要使用彰显他见证的器皿呢，应该是要像主耶稣一样的，
and then,
心里柔和谦卑。
So you know the vessel that Lord will be used, and it will be like Him. It will be gentle and lowly in heart. I mean.In heart, yes.
我最早认识啊魏弟兄是在1994年。
The first time when I know when I met Brother Wei is in
1994.
Even though that I was in a Korean league?
Yes.
Okay.
在我所在的教会里头呢，那时候我刚信主没多久，我是93年受浸的。
I was just a new Christian. I was baptized in 1993.
在1994年的时候呢，教会发生一个很大的难处，被赶离开教会。
In 1994, there was a big difficulties at the church, so the pastor left.
所以这个华人教会就没有牧师啦，主日就没有人讲道了。
So they have a pastor, so there's no preacher for Sunday mornings.
这个主日讲道啊，在一般的聚会里头是非常重要的一件事。
You know, it's very important to have a message on Sunday morning.
我想在我们聚会也是一样，如果有一天主日没有人讲道，大家都觉得很奇怪。
So do us. If we want there's no one to have a sermon, you probably will think it's strange.
就在那一段的时间里头呢，教会长老呢就到休斯顿四面八方去找那个比较有名的牧师啊，来轮流来教会。来主日讲道。
During that time, the elders at the church, then they will invite, they will lead the preachers among Houston.
那个时候呢，我在那个教会，他有那个主日有那个节目单。
And they have a program at the church.
所以我没事呢，就会在那里看这个主日到底有哪些事情要发生。
And I will read the program and see what are the events.
这个主日哦，这个主日看到哦，是某某牧师来证道。
And then this week there will be such an so-and-so pastor will come here.
然后到下个礼拜呢，又某某牧师来证道。
And next week there will be an so-and-so pastor will be here.
很奇妙的，这从每个月会有一次啊，在节目单上面呢，它不是写某某牧师。
Amazingly, once a month, on the program, it didn't say so-and-so pastor.
它上面就写着某某弟兄。
It says so-and-so brother.
那时候我记得那时候还刚刚信主哈。
I was just a new believer.
我心里面我什么都不懂。
I don't understand things.
不像你们现在随便问，你们都知道说这个为什么有的叫牧师，有的叫弟兄。
And not like you. And if I ask one of you, you will know why some call pastor, some call brother.
对，我不懂啊，我心里就想，哎，怎么这个人呢？他的这个头衔啊，跟其他人不一样，那怎么不是
？I don't understand that at all, but I wondered why this person has a different title. His title is not pastor, but brother.
对，他那个头衔是弟兄，我想弟兄是什么意思
？And I didn't understand what the title of brother means.
当牧师我们知道，这是要好好尊敬。
We understand that pastor, we have to respect them.
但这个弟兄呢，他来讲道的时候呢，我在那儿也听。
I listen to the brothers preach.
虽然呢，不管是牧师也好，或是我们这个弟兄呢，他们都传讲神的话。
No matter the pastor or our brother, and they all share the words of God.
他们每次听完这位弟兄传讲神的话之后呢，我里头都有一个不一样的感觉。
But each time when I heard the brother's sermon, I feel something different.
我觉得里头啊，好像有吃到东西，有得着帮助。
And then I felt that I was well.
那是我。最早接触魏弟兄的一个印象。
That's my early impression of our brother Wei.
他是一位简简单单在基督里的一个弟兄。
He is simply a brother in Christ.
然后，而且呢，他传讲神的话语呢，跟其他牧师呢不太一样。
And then, and his sermon is different than other pastors.
他就是一位弟兄。
He is simply a brother.
过了两年，主也很奇妙地把我们一家带到了 HCA 来聚会。
And after 2 years, and amazingly, a Lord guided us to HCA.
然后呢，我就慢慢地发现啊，我们年长弟兄除了在主日讲道之外，他平常不太讲话。
And gradually, I discovered other than give Sunday sermon, our brother really speak.
我很少有机会听到他讲话。
Really, I heard him speak.
除了在主日的信息。
Other than the message.
所以我想，我到了聚会，至少一时间我都还没有听他在讲台以外讲过话。
And I think I never heard him speak, other than the Sunday message within a year.
当然，我当时不是很明白。
I didn't understand at that time.
现在我就知道，我们弟兄他的一生，他不仅在那里传讲十字架的。真理。
Now I know our brother, and by his whole life, he is preaching the truth of cross.
他也更是一生在他生活和侍奉当中来学习舍己背十字架的功课。
He not only teach, but also at his life, he's learned how to deny himself and take the cross to follow the Lord.
就像先知以赛亚所说的，看啊，我的仆人，他不尊敬啊，对不起，看啊，我的仆人，我所拣选，所亲爱。
It's like what Isaiah says, behold, my servant, the one I select.
他不尊敬，不宣扬，街上也没有听见他的声音。
He did not cry, he did not make noise, and then noise did not be heard in the street.
所以我们看见我们的年长弟兄，他在一生跟随主的道路上，也在那里来学习他主人的样式。
And I know our brother, by his whole life, when he learned this, he learned the way of his Lord.
他在那里安安静静的来忠心的服侍他的主。
He faithfully served his Lord quietly.
我记得有一次和弟兄交通的时候，他就提到，他说，人批评我们，或是人说我们不好，不要太难过。
There was one time I had a fellowship with the brother, and then he told me, do not be upset when if people criticize you or say something.
人称赞我们，说我们好，也不要太高兴。
And do not be overjoyed if people praise you.
最重要的是我们的主怎么说，我们的主怎么看我们。
More importantly is what the Lord will say, what the Lord will see us.
许多次他都会讲说，只要主就够了。
Many times he says, and it is enough if the Lord knows.
所以虽然在服事当中难免都会有一些的难处。
And among the service, it is hard to avoid those difficulties.
但是我们的弟兄实在是学习他主人的榜样，在那里不尊敬，也不宣扬。
And our brother, and he's learned the example from his Lord, and he will not have his voice be heard.
那这个月初，主把我们弟兄接到他那里去。
And this month, and then Lord take our brother.
我们看见在那样的一个安息聚会里头。
You know, among the memorial service.
我们没有看见一个花圈。
We don't see flowers.
我们也没有看见任何的照片。
And we don't see photos.
我们也没有听见有许多人在那里歌功颂德。
And then we didn't see many praises.
在那样的聚会当中，只有我们弟兄他所侍奉的主得着称扬。
And at that memorial service, only the Lord, his our brother, served with it.
在那里我们看见一位主耶稣基督的仆人。
At the service, we see a servant who served the Lord.
他安息在他一生所侍奉所爱的主的怀里。
And he was rested in the bosom that he served in his whole life.
这是我对我们年长弟兄最后的一个认识。
And that is the last thing we know of our brother.
他仍然是一位简简单单在基督里的一位弟兄。
And he's still a simple brother in Christ.
我相信乃是因为我们的弟兄他深信那召他的主是信实的。
I believe it is because our brother, he deeply believes that the one who calls him is faithful.
所以他能够在他一生的生活侍奉当中，他能够来学习他主的样式。
So that in his whole life to serve the Lord, and he is able to learn the way of the Lord.
他心里像主一样柔和谦卑。
And he was gentle and low in spirit.
我们早上借着几个在什么侍奉当中主见的领导弟兄有的一些带领和帮助，来与弟兄姐妹见证那召我们的主是信实的。
And this morning I would like to do several aspects and to share the one who calls us as faithful.
我刚刚提到我们一家是在1996年主奇妙地把我们带到 HCA 来聚会。
I just mentioned in 1996 Lord guided us to HCA.
然后刚刚也提到好长时间我都从来没有跟过弟兄讲到话。
And then I just mentioned for a long time I didn't have a chance to talk with our brother.
我记得第一次真正和连长弟兄讲到话的时候呢，是在电话的对话里头。
I remember the first time that I talked with our brother is through phone.
那时候我的属灵生命还非常幼嫩。
that time my spiritual life was still young.
我在1997年初的时候呢，突然间心血来潮呢，就在 San Antonio 找了一个工作。
1997, all of a sudden I just want to find a job, found one in San Antonio.
我找到一个喜欢梦寐以求的工作。
That is the job that I dream to.
Dream job.
Dream is a dream job.
我不知道你们有没有这个梦寐以求的工作。
I don't know if you have a dream job.
哎呀，所以那时候非常兴奋的，这个工作找好了。
I was very excited I found that job.
那我们准备呢，跟我姐妹就准备好。一个周末呢，在去工作之前，要去闪电呢去找房子。
My wife and I, we plan to go to San Antonio before we start a job to find a house.
你知道我的意思啊？就我们已经准备好要搬家了。
You know what I mean? And we are ready to move.
你那时候信主不久啊，所以心里头啊，其实还是爱主的。
Even though I was young in the Lord, but I have the love towards the Lord.
或许那起初的爱、啊、还熊熊像熊熊烈火在里头烧着。
Maybe I still have the first love.
所以呢，我就请姐妹打电话给魏师母问一下说，在闪通的那里呢有没有聚会？我们班的小孩可以去参加聚会。
So I asked my wife to Sister Wei and to ask if also the church in town so that we can go.
其实更准确说，那次的电话呢是要问说，那个周末我们去看房子的时候，我们想去参加那个聚会，去看一看那个聚会怎么样。
More accurately is that weekend when we go look for a house and we want to go visit if there's a gathering, a church over there.
哎，那时候信主不久的这个小弟兄啊，心里面还在想啊。
And then as me, as a young brother,
我想我们年长弟兄姐妹啊，心里面一定很高兴说，这个弟兄姐妹，年轻弟兄姐妹啊，不错。要搬家还记得要去找聚会。
I thought our brother and sister they will be having this young brother and sister they have the heart of the Lord and they want to go to the church.
是不是
？Is that so?
结果呢，姐妹电话上还没讲两句话。
My wife just talked two sentences.
跟那个电话另外一边。
With sister Wei.
对，魏师母。然后呢，突然间她的表情就非常严肃，转过来。跟我说，把电话筒拿给我。
And then she passed the phone to me with a serious expression.
她说：“魏弟兄跟你说话。”
And she said, "Brother Wei wants to talk to you."
哎呀，那时候我突然间紧张起来。
I was nervous.
因为我记得的话，在那之前我还没有跟魏弟兄讲过话。
Because I remember I never talked with Brother Wei before.
然后呢，我接电话以后呢，我就听到在电话另一边一个非常严肃沉重的声音。
And after I got a phone and I heard a voice is very serious.
你想弟兄说在那里不知道有合适的聚会。
You don't know there is an appropriate
he
didn't know if there is a good church for you.
他说如果我们为了工作，为了一个工作你牺牲了属于你的追求，那是何等的可惜。
What a loss if you just for a job and then you sacrifice your spiritual pursuing.
弟兄说，难道我们的主不能在休斯顿为你预备的工作？
And then my brother, I continue to say, can the Lord prepare a job for you in Houston?
弟兄说，这么简单的几句话，在当时对我而言，好像如雷贯耳一样。
So it was harsh to me, this what our brother says.
因为我心里想啊，我当初跟那个时候啊，跟你俩弟兄并不是那么熟。
Because I was not very familiar with our brother at that time.
怎么我们你俩弟兄讲话这么直接
？Maybe how can he talk so frankly?
讲话这么严厉
？And then so seriously.
简单的说，就是叫我不要去。
Simply says, "He meant don't go."
我记得非常清楚。
I remember clearly.
当时啊，我的心情就好像一个那个无知、那个好玩的孩子。
I felt that I was like a kid that likes to play.
就无意间突然就把锋利的刀子拿在手上，准备要好好的玩一玩。
And then all of a sudden, I'm holding a knife in my hand. I want to play.
哎，这个锋利的这个刀啊，是一个好玩的玩具。
I thought this sharp knife is a toy.
这个亮晶晶的，在我眼睛都花了。
It's so shining.
想着肯定很好玩的。
And then I think this is a good toy.
突然间一把，父母亲把那个刀子从我手中拿走。
And all of a sudden the parents take the knife away from me.
啊，心里面真是想要哇哇哇大哭。
I wanted to cry.
哎呀，这就是我梦寐以求的工作。
This is my dream job.
突然间好像就从我的手中被夺走。
It's like all of a sudden the knife will be taken from me.
那感谢主，这个连长弟兄的信心和提醒。
But praise the Lord through the faithfulness and his reminder of, from our brother.
圣灵就在我里头用恩典来帮助我能够顺服下来。
The Holy Spirit helped me to obey.
我们就决定不去San Antonio去做新的工作。
Not to go to San Antonio to take that job.
只是心里头也就充满了从主从圣灵而来的那个喜乐。
Meanwhile, our heart filled with joy from the Holy Spirit.
喜乐归喜乐。
Joy is joy.
那还有个现实的问题。
But the reality.
因为我已经跟我老板已经辞掉工作了。
Because I already quit my job.
哎，不好意思啊，没有脸去跟老板讲说，哎，可不可以，回来再做这个工作
？I didn't dare to ask him to my boss, can I take my job back?
所以旧工作没有了，新工作也拒绝了。
And I quit my first job, and I'm not going to the new job.
心里想说，好吧，那大不了就。没工作以后再重新找工作就是。
I just talk to myself, okay, that's fine. If I don't have a job, I'll look for it later.
你做好这个心理准备了。
I was prepared.
然后呢，一天一天的就越来越靠近那个在旧公司上班的最后一天。
And gradually, I was approaching the last day of my first job.
就在结束工作结束的前几天。
It was a few days before I was in my work.
你知道我刚刚讲，我实在没有老板讲说。
I just mentioned I didn't dare to talk to my boss.
你们老板突然间问我。
And all of a sudden, my boss came and asked.
你们什么时候搬去 San Antonio 去那个新工作啊
？When do you move to San Antonio to take your new job?
哎呀，我心里面感谢主。
I praise the Lord.
是主开了路啊。
Can the Lord make a way for me?
主是在顾念我们，没有不好意思跟老板讲。
Can the Lord cares? He knows that I don't dare to talk to my boss.
就叫老板来问。
So the boss came to me.
老板不问的话呢，我们基督徒我们就必须要说实话。
When the boss asks me, I'm a Christian. I have to tell him.The truth.
我就简单告诉老板说，我们决定不去了。
I told my boss we're not going to San Antonio.
哎呀，突然间老板高兴得不得了。
So my boss was happy.
他说你等等等等。
He said wait.
哎呀，赶快去哇，打电话去找许多的公司里面一些大头。
And then he made phone calls to the supervisors, top supervisors.
Yeah, the CEOs.
The CEOs.
然后他就缓和跟我讲说啊。好了，公司决定帮你，希望你能够再留下来继续替公司服务。
And then he came back and tells me, okay, it's all set, and you can continue.
不仅如早就留下来了。
And not only they left my position.
他说呢，那个每半呢，给你一天的谋职假。
And they also says I will give you one day off to find a new job.
Yeah, every week.
Every week.
所以每个礼拜啊，我有一天啊，能够光明正大、公开的去找工作。
So every week I have one day off so that I can go openly to go for a new job.
直到找到啊一个喜欢的工作为止。
Until I find a job that I like.
所以你这边看见说，就是在一件很小的事情上。
You know, in this minor thing.
让我们能够顺服主在我们里头的带领。
If we follow the guidance,
我们能够经历，能够见证，那教我们主。教我们的主是信实。
We will experience and we will testify that he who causes is faithful.
在我学习侍奉的上面，连长主也这个连长弟兄给我许多的带领和帮助。
And through I'm learning to serve the Lord, and then our elderly brother helped me greatly.
在差不多2左右的时间，突然间主把一个渴慕他的心放在我里头。
Under 2000, the Lord gave me a long heart and who is long for His words.
就是很渴慕要读主的话语。
I was long to read His words.
但主想又想啊，实在是不可能。
And I planned this and that, it is impossible.
您那时候呢，有四个孩子。
At that time, I have four kids.
我老四才刚刚出生。
The fourth one is just born.
然后呢，又要工作。
And I have a job.
啊，教会也有一些的服事。
And I have some service at church.
所以你们想想看，有没有时间读圣经啊
？Imagine, do I have time to read Bible?
哎呀，所以我在走很路上，想不出什么时间可以来好好读圣经。
I couldn't figure out find a time to read Bible.
我想唯一的方法呢，就是把工作暂时辞掉。
The only way is I have to temporarily quit my job.
一年不工作呢，把好好的一年呢，好好来读神的话。
I want to quit my job for 1 year and then I will read the Bible.
我实在渴慕要读主的话语。
Because I was really lonely to read God's word.
神的意念非同我们的意念，神的道路和我们的道路。
God's way is not our way. His thoughts are higher than ours.
当我把这个想法跟姐妹讲了以后
，When I talked this with my wife,
我姐妹她也很为难。
And she was the dilemma.
因为我的工作是我们家唯一的收入。
Because my job is the only income for the whole family.
我们全家大大小小保险也是因着这工作而有的。
And then our health insurance because of my job.
姐妹当然想一想说，哎呀，如果工作辞掉，虽然就一年啊，积蓄是够的。
And then my wife told me, even if you quit a job for a year, and then you have some savings, that's enough.
但是保险的问题也是很麻烦。
But what about health insurance?
所以姐妹后来呢，她想一想以后呢，她就有一个不一样的想法。
And then she had a different idea.
然后她就说呢，那你还是继续上班好了。
And then she told me, continue work.
下班以后呢，你这什么家事、孩子都不要管。
I don't want you to do any housework after work.
你在店里头好好读主的话。
Go to work and read Bible.
那个三四个小时。
And you can read for 4 hours a day.
哎呀，但是我当然我心领了，但是我于心不忍。
I will take it, but I can bear that to give all the housework to her.
我怎么好让这个家里面这么多的孩子，这么多的重担呢？一天24小时都压在姐妹身上。
How can I lay all this heavy housework to my wife?
所以我就只好继续的祷告了。
So I was continue praying.
我继续祷告之后，那个渴慕主话语的心啊，越来越深。
And then and through my prayer, and then the longing heart towards God's words is go deeper.
啊，长话短说，弟兄们听过这段见证，我就不多说。后来神就很奇妙把我带到恩浪公司去上班。
And to make it short, you all know my story. And then amazingly, Lord gave me a job at Enron.
上班4个月，公司就宣布破产倒闭。
And I worked there for 4 months, and then the company went bankruptcy.
然后呢，我就在那里开始读圣经，一天能够读6-7个小时，甚至。
And then at work.
Yeah.
So I can read Bible 6-7 at work.
是老板叫我们可以读，你们要读什么书都可以。
And because the boss tells us what to read, whatever you want.
当然我们要遵守。分内该做的事情都要做完。
Of course, we have to faithfully to finish the work.
那就在老板的同意之下呢，一天能够读6-7个小时圣经。
And then among the agreement of the boss, I can read Bible 6-7 hours a day.
哎呀，那真的是在地如在天的生活，是不是
？I just feel like I live on earth like in heaven.
但是每一天呢，也面临实际的问题。
But I have to face the reality daily.
就是公司呢，每个月在裁员。
And then the company was laid off every day.
每季大幅的裁员。
And then every 3 months they will lay off more people.
每年的年底更大幅的裁员。
At the end of the year, and then they will lay off more.
所以当然在那里每天能够这样子读圣经呢，亲近主是非常的喜乐满足。
It was joyful and satisfied to read God's words every day.
我在过程当中我曾经想过说，如果突然间有一天我在那个裁员的名单里头呢，工作也就没了。
And then I thought about it, maybe one day I will be laid off.
所以我就有这样的想法，那我是不是就把这工作辞掉好了
？So I thought, and then why just simply quit?
那我就来专心的、全心的来学习服事主。
So I can be full time to serve the Lord.
那时候主就借着牧养弟兄也告诉我说，我们顺服在神所量给我们的环境里头。
And at that time, our elderly brother, he told me, you have to submit yourself to the circumstance that Lord measured to you.
既然主给你这样的环境，能够读经亲近主。
And since the Lord gave you a job, you can read His words.
然后呢，主也借着这个公司呢，还给你有收入，有保险。
And then through the company, and then give you income and insurance.
又能够这么多时间读主的话。
And you have so many time to read God's words.
不是很好吗？
Isn't that wonderful?
的确是很好。
Indeed.
不仅有收入。
And then not only have income.
公司还加薪。
And then they will raise my salary.
不仅还加薪。
Not only raise my salary.
发红利。
And then they will give me the bonus.
所以难怪有弟兄姐妹听到这个见证说，在地上找不到这么一个工作。
And then no wonder after they heard my testimony, they say you can't find a job on earth.
虽然随时都可能被裁员。
Even though I could be laid off at any time.
那在那里就凭着信心来跟随着一个信心的生活。
But by faith, I will live by faith.
结果果真在那里的环境里头就待了7年。
And And amazingly, I was worked there for 7 years.
公司从23,000个员工裁到最后剩40个人。
And then the company laid off from 23,000 people to 40.
所以在那里才经历到一个神迹奇事。
I was experiencing a miracle.
就像神安置以利亚在那基密西旁一样。
It is just like what God put Elijah in the Brook of Kirith.
在那里基密西的水供应神的仆人。
And the water at the Brook Kirith was to Elijah.
另外，神也差遣按时上差遣那个乌鸦来叼食物来供应他的仆人。
Meanwhile, God sent raven and to bring meat to his servant.
我在那里就边在圣经里过着仰望神供应的神。
At that time, I was living life and I look upon the Lord.
在某种程度上啊，这 Aaron 公司的确就像乌鸦一样。
And then, at some point, Aaron is like the raven.
他虽然不好，但是呢，成为神使用的器皿。
Even it was not good, but it became a vessel that the Lord can provide me.
然后到了神所量的时间。
At the time that the Lord measured,
基利西的水也慢慢的枯干了。
The water at the brook is dried.
乌鸦有一天也不叼食物来了。
And one day the raven did not bring food to Elijah.
这时候，林雅弟兄就提醒我，我们就开始学习仰望主，过信心的生活。
At this time, our brother reminded me that is we need to live by faith.
当然，这个从愿的信心生活到这样的信心生活呢，还是需要主的恩典。
And it's God's grace from the living very uncommon and things and without.
你本来是每天有乌鸦叼食物来的。
And then originally you had it to bring food to you.
乌鸦不叼食物，没有乌鸦叼食物了。
Now even it's not bringing food anymore.
我就只能要全心的来仰望主。
You have to wholeheartedly look upon the Lord.
在一次电话当中，林弟兄他用很简单的话来勉励我。
And during the conversation, our brother encouraged me.
他说他蒙主恩召服侍主的一生当中，主没有亏待过他。
And he says during his whole life that the Lord called him to serve the Lord. The Lord never let him suffer for short.
我们知道我们弟兄他一家他有5个孩子。
We know our brother has 5 children.
弟兄说他每一个他的孩子都靠着主的恩典都受了很好的教育。
By God's grace, each of his child has well educated.
而他们也靠着主的恩典在里头热心的服侍并且爱主。
By God's grace, they have the zeal to serve the Lord and they love the Lord.
当跟我分享这些见证的时候，我心里头非常的清楚。
When the brother shared his testimonies, I was very clear.
因为我们的弟兄不是在讲一个道理。
I know our brother is not trying to teach me.
他乃是在那里见证，那召他的主是信实。
But he was testified that the one who calls him is faithful.
所以主就借着弟兄的这样一个见证和简单的话语，就坚固了我的心。
And through our brother's simple words and his testimonies, and the Lord strengthened me.
因为我后来也是有5个孩子。
And then you know I have 5 children.
所以我知道那召弟兄的主是信实的，他如何的一生带领他供应他，他也必用信实的来带领我。
I know the one who calls our brother is faithful, and how he guided our brother, and he will guide me.
弟兄接着说，我们地上的老板找我们做事，都还负我们的责任。
The brother told me, the boss who asked us to work, they take care of us.
他说我们的主，他乃是万主之主，他是万王之王。他如果叫我们来替他做一点事，岂不负我们责任吗
？Our God, He is the King of the Kings, Lord of the Lords. If He asks us to serve Him, and then even He will takes care of us.
难道造我们的主他会辜负我们他会不管我们吗
The God who the Lord who calls us will he forsake us?
感谢主我们在从林两弟兄一生的当中看见那造他的主是如何的信实
But praise the Lord through our brother's life we know the one who calls him is faithful.
我们弟兄他在主的话语的服事上面那敬畏神的态度也是 成为我学习的一个很好的榜样。
Our brother has a good example that how he feared the Lord when he has the speech services.
在哥林多后书，保罗在那里说，他说主叫我们承担，能够承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是的经意，经意也就是圣灵。
And then in Paul in which one?
Second Corinthians
chapter 3, and then he says, and he will entrust us for the ministry of the New Testament is not by matters, but by the Spirit.
因为字句叫人死，经意叫人活。
Because matter kills, but the Spirit lives.
所以我们看那个新约的执事，它乃是一个供应生命的一个执事。
We know that the ministry of the New Testament is the ministry of life.
它是叫人活的执事。
It is the ministry to make people live.
而且他乃是那位住在我们里面的那位圣灵所做的一个执事。
It is the ministry that is the one who dwells in us.
主耶稣他自己也这么一个榜样，他说叫人活着的乃是灵。
And then the Lord said as an example, He says the one who makes us to live is the Spirit.
他说我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words I spoke to you is.Spirit is life.
主耶稣也对门徒说：“我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面做他自己的事。”
The Lord told to his disciples, "The words I speak to you is not from me; is the one who dwells in me."
所以我们看见，我们今天从主那里领受了这新约的执事。
And then we know we receive the ministry from the Lord of the New Testament.
这新约的执事乃是在乎那内住的圣灵。
So this ministry of new covenant is Holy Spirit dwells in us.
乃是那活的主，我们活的主呢，在我们里面来说话，来行事。
It is the living Lord who dwells in us, and He does things and He speaks.
我们听过林达弟兄他话语服事的人，我们都知道，我们弟兄的话语服事是非常常常带着膏油，带着能力。能供应生命的。
If you have ever heard a message from our brother, and you know, and through his speech services and his words, is come with anointing and power.
我们许多人都认为说，哎呀，我们林达弟兄圣经非常熟。
You might think that he's very familiar with Bible.
他在这个话语服事上非常老，好几十年了。
And you think he's an expert because he read Bible in a couple of decades.
所以任何时候呢，只要一开口呢，一传讲神的话呢，就是带着高油，带着能力，带着生命。
Anytime when he speaks, it comes with anointing and power.
当然，我们弟兄他圣经是很熟。
Indeed, and he knows Bible.
他在话语主的话语服事上面也有五六十年的经验。
And he has 50 to 60 years experience on those speech services.
但是我们弟兄他即使到了八十几岁，他每一次在话语服事上面，他不是靠着过去的经验。
Even after his 80s, is not depend on his experience.
他每一次在主的面前都非常谨慎的在那里寻求祷告。
He has to pray fervently before the Lord, before
his feet.
Because he knew that the ministry of testimony is not has to be the living Lord speaks and does things.
所以常常呢，在一个多月前，弟兄知道说他下个月要排道，有主日要讲道，他就开始紧张。
And our brother would get nervous a month ago if he knew they have a schedule him to speak.
他紧张的人睡不好觉。
And he's so nervous sometimes he can't sleep.
那我们就很关心他啦，我们就问他说怎么这么紧张啊
？And then we will care about him and we will ask him and why so nervous.
然后另外就是说你不知道讲什么。
Because he said I don't know what to say.
但是我刚开始听弟兄这样讲的时候呢，我觉得太谦虚了。
When I heard this, I thought he probably was too modest.
我想啊，如果我们林达弟兄不知道讲什么，那我们就不用服侍了。
And I think if he didn't know what to say, and then what about us?
我突然发现啊，林达弟兄他真的是很紧张。
And then he truly was nervous.
真的是不知道讲什么。
Because he didn't know what to say.
是因为我们弟兄他真正认识到这新约的执事。
The reason is because he knew the ministry of the New Testament.
对他圣经这么的熟。
Even he knows the Bible.
对他讲到这么的老练。
Even though he has experience of speech.
但是他不敢凭着自己说什么。
But he didn't dare to speak by himself.
会来到主的面前来寻求。
And he has seeked before the Lord, and with tremble.
就有一次主日啊，弟兄为了一个主日讲到的服事，在主面前祷告寻求。
And one time, because he was seeked the word from the Lord for his Sunday sermon.
可是一直没有从主来的话。
But he didn't receive the word from the Lord.
弟兄就非常的紧张。
And he was nervous.
就到那个主日要服事主日的前一天晚上啊，礼拜六的时候。还没有主的话
And he still didn't get a word from the Lord Saturday evening.
一直祷告，一直寻求。
And he prayed and he seeked.
到了晚上还有话。
Even Saturday evening, he still didn't receive the word from the Lord.
到了礼拜六快到半夜了，仍然没有话。
And even the Lord didn't speak to him in the midnight of Saturday.
那这边我问你们。
I'll ask you.
如果是你们的话，你们会怎么做
？If it were you, what are you going to do?
我想年轻的弟兄的话，可能刚早就上网去找一找，找个题目讲一讲，明天要讲什么
？The young brother, you probably will get online, you will search messages, and you can what I'm going to say tomorrow.
一二十年的可能就把从前的那个讲过的啊，再拿出来最好的拿一篇出来，准备明天可以讲。
If you serve the 10 or 20 years, you probably will look for your notes from before.
但是我们两弟兄他仍然不敢凭着自己说任何的话
But our brother, he still didn't dare to speak from himself.
他心里想既然主没有给话那不睡觉也没有用那只好到了
And he said, since Lord didn't speak to him, it was useless to sleep, so he just went to bed.
我想那一觉肯定不好睡
And I think he can sleep well.
现在弟兄早早就起来了
So he got up very early
继续的寻求等候主的话
He continued to wait and then seek the words from the Lord
仍然没有从主来的话
And still the Lord didn't speak to him
弟兄就继续的等
So he was continuing to wait
弟兄就跟主祷告说
He prayed to the Lord
主啊你如果是你要我讲的那你一定要给我话
And Lord, if you want me to speak, give me words.
如果你要我讲又不给话，那我就没有话可以讲。
If you want me to speak and you don't give me words, then I can't speak.
那姐妹，我们看见两弟兄在话语服事上那严谨的态度、敬畏神的态度。
You see, and how serious, how fearful that on his speech services.
就吃完了早餐，都快要出门去聚会的时间了，仍然没有主的话。
And then after breakfast, they are about to leave the church and you still have any word from the Lord.
哎呀，这个实在太难了。
It was so hard.
那感谢主，当弟兄和他的。还有师母一同上车要去聚会的路上
And the praise the Lord is about and then he and then sister Ray and then get on the car to go to church
就在路上主的话来了
And on the way to church Lord's words came to him
四处经文
And then four scriptures
四段大纲
And it was common as four paragraphs
就是完整的信息清清楚楚的
It's a very clear message
那天主日话语的服事就满了膏油，满了生命的供应。
So that day, the message was full of life to all the saints.
并且没有因为那些的话不是我们弟兄自己说，而是在他里面的主借着他所说出来的。
The words that the speak is not from him, but Lord.
所以我们看见借着连两弟兄的侍奉上面，看见那糟蹋了主是如何的信实。
Through the service of our elderly brother, we know that he testified that the one who calls him is faithful.
然后连两弟兄笑着说
，Our brother and then Joe.
他说还好主不是常常这样训练我们。
And then he said.Fortunately, the Lord is not trained us often like this.
然后在他一生当中，也就发生过几次。
It happened a few times to him.
不光这几次啊，就快受不了。
It's just only this a couple of times and I couldn't bear anymore.
弟兄姐妹，当我们愿意顺服我们的主。
The brothers and sisters, if we are willing to obey the Lord,
我们就能够借着信，或是说靠着神儿子的信，我们能够见证那召我们的主是如何的信实。
By the faith of the Son of God, we can testify the one who causes us faithful.
我们借我们的主或者我们弟兄，能够从他身上看见主的信实。OK， 我们弟兄他敬畏主服事的态度。
We praise the Lord through our brother. We see that the one who caused him is faithful, and then the fearful heart that he has of his speech services.
所以我们的责任是什么呢
？What is our responsibilities?
我们责任非常简单。
Simply,
因为信实是主的一个他生命的性情。
Because the faithfulness is one of the characters of the Lord.
今天主把他自己的生命也给了我们。
And Lord gave His life to us.
这个生命就要在我们身上，主要来制作。
And Lord will work on us by this life, by His life.
从他的生命里头要制作出一个性格。
And through His life, He will build up the characters.
就像他一样的性格。
The characters like Him.
就是忠心。
That is faithful.
对神而言是信实。
And then, for God is faithfulness.
在我们身上乃是我们的忠心。
For us is faithful.
就在马太福音那里，主就借着主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心。”我要把许多的派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
So in Matthew, the Lord says, "Good and faithful servant, you are faithful on a few things, and I will make you ruler of many things."
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个蒙恩召的基督徒，我们都是蒙召做主的仆人，做神的管家。
We all are called by His grace calling to be His servant and His steward.
所以我们在地上短短的一生当中
，In our short life on earth，
我们乃是在那里学习来做一个又良善又忠心的仆人。
We are learning to be a good and faithful servant.
良善就是明白主人的心意。
To be good, it means we understand the will of the master.
忠心就是我们明白主人的心意以后，我们就去做。
To be faithful is after we know the will of the master, we will go do it.
弟兄姐妹，所给他们的路是那么的简，那么的清楚。
And that the Lord gave it to us is so clear.
知道就去行，这人就服。
And blessed are those who know and then do.
知道了就去行，就是那又良善又忠心的仆人。
It is a good and faithful servant if you know and you do.
主的话说，你在不多的事上有忠心。
And Lord says you're faithful on a few things.
今天我们在今世的里头，不过是在基督的学校里头来学习侍奉我们的主。
In our life on earth, it is we just simply we learn how to serve our Lord in the school of Christ.
所以我们在今生的里头，不管我们有什么样的服事，我们不过是在学习侍奉就是了。
No matter what service we have, this is we are learning.
所以这里主的话说，在不多的事上。
And so that's why Lord is in a few things.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有什么可以骄傲的。
There's nothing you can be proud of.
我们还是靠着神的恩典，在地上来学习如何服侍我们的主。
But by God's grace, we learn how to serve our Lord.
但是就是在这些不多的事上，这个今生这些小事上面，我们集中心。
We learn to be faithful and deal in those few things.
主说我就要把许多的事来派你管理。
So Lord says, I will make you rule over many things.
因为我们真正的侍奉，而将来在永世里头。
Our true service it will be in eternity.
就像我们年长弟兄一样，他如今能够在主人的那里来承受许多的事情。
And then like our elderly brother, right now he's with the Lord, and then it will be accomplished many things.
就在不多的事上有忠心，主就要把许多的事来派我们管理。
If we are faithful in a few things, the Lord will make us rule over many things.
在这里，主又给我们一个应许，最宝贵的应许。
The Lord gave us a precious promise.
他说：“你进来可以享受你主人的快乐。
”And says, "Enter into the joy of your Lord."
当主把我们两弟兄啊带走的时候
，When the Lord took our brother，
我在主面前啊实在是啊得不着安慰。
I couldn't be comforted。
实在是非常想念我们的弟兄。
I miss our brother。
那感谢主就把这段话安慰。
But praise the Lord and through this and the Lord comforted me。
看见在我们主的眼中， 我们明白弟兄是那位又良善又忠心的仆人。
I see that in the eyes of the Lord, our brother is the good and faithful servant.
他在他地上的蒙召的一生当中，在不多的事上有忠心。
And he was faithful in a few things during his calling.
今天主说可以了，就把我们弟兄召去到勇士里头，把许多事来派他管理。
So Lord, today Lord says, now is the time.And then he took him, and then he will make him a ruler over many things.
最安慰我的是，乃是听见主对我们的弟兄说，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And the most important what comforted me is I heard the Lord said to our brother, and then come, enter the joy, into the joy of me.
所以我们看见我们弟兄如今他已经身上披上荣耀的身躯。
And we know our brother, he has a glorious mount.
他已经飞入天上光明处。
And then he was fly to the to the light.
早一点到了他所最爱的主耶稣那里去。
And he was with the Lord earlier than us.
而且在那里享受他主人的快乐。
And he enjoyed the joy of his master.
当我们还存在地上的人。
When the one we still live on earth.
当我们想念那从前引导我们。传神之道给我们的年长弟兄。
When we miss the brother who has preached message to us,
愿我们也效法他的信心。
Let us to learn his faithfulness.
还有效法前面许多见证人的信心。
And then let us to learn the great witnesses before us.
我们能够学习他们向着那召他们主的那个忠心。
And let us to learn the faithfulness.That they have for the Lord, for the Lord.
地上还不多的日子里
for the short days we still have on earth.
叫我们当我们在奔跑那摆在我们前面的路程的时候
when we run the race before us.
我们也能和弟兄一样，能够向主忠心
We will be faithful like our brother.
能够忠心到底
We will faithful to the end.
我们的一生能够见证那我们的主是信实的
So that our whole life will testify the one who causes us faithful.
而我们的主他也必亲自成就他的旨意在我们的身上
And our Lord he will accomplish his will on us
那我们一起在这里祷告
And let's pray
我们感谢你人的话语有限
And we thank you and the man's words are limited
但是你圣灵的工作是毫无拦阻
And by the Holy Spirit's word will be not stumbled
我们愿你借着许多见证人
through so many witnesses
继续地向我们说话
and speak to us
激励我们
and encourage us
啊，因着他们的信心和他们向你的忠心
and because the faithfulness and the loyalty they have for you
主激励我们也能够一同来奔那摆在我们前面的路程
encourage us to run the race that was set before us
能够在不多的事上有忠心
let us to be faithful in several things
好像我们能够将来能够好的服侍
so that we can serve in the future
将来有一天我们也能够在你那里享受主人的快乐
and one day we will enjoy the joy of the Lord
主我们感谢你因为你爱了我们
because you love us
你爱我们就爱我们到
you love us, you will love us to the end
你的爱来成就你的旨意在我们身上
may your love accomplish your will
愿圣赞荣耀都归给你
we give you all glory
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
we pray in the name of Jesus Christ Amen, Amen.